Salam, everyone. I'm testing my sound. Is my sound all right? Thanks, God. I'm going to finish off the reading with reading from a conversation with Maitreya, a calling elect's satsang given by him at the 2006 feast. Salam, everyone. Welcome to the Feast of Tabernacles, our yearly gathering that this week we will celebrate as God commanded in chapter 23 of Leviticus to be kept holy forever. It is the sign of the return of the Christ, or the Spirit of God on earth. It is the most celebrated feast of God's seven holy days, and these are the only acceptable holy days of God. The rest of the year is the preparation of humanity to go through the progress to this feast. In this feast, the Spirit of God is the most prominent and is poured onto earth. Those who are connected to that energy agree that the Spirit of God is the most prominent in this period of time. Therefore, the celebration that is supported by the Spirit of God and humans has to reach to a point that it accepts this truth, that only the way of God is the way to peace, unity, and bringing His will, which is revealed through the Scriptures and through the prophets. This will lead to the peace and the unity of humanity. Those who think they are the doers, they are the powers, and they are the ones doing whatever is happening on earth, have to be taught from very childhood that the history indeed has been guided to this point. God has sent all the religions on earth. He has guided humanity and history. He blessed nations and people who gained power and prosperity. And now is the time of the release of the grace to all because of this revelation. Those who follow this revelation and follow the eternal divine path, the will of God and the word of God, will receive greater blessings and the grace of God. This is the junction that has been prophesied to come after the coming of the seventh angel and the revelation of the seven seals. Only we are those who know the will of God and are connected, and it is revealed to you as to what the scriptures mean. We can see that even those who claim to be connected to God and think they are the heads of millions and billions of people still do not know the will of God and are not connected. Neither are the mullahs, nor the rabbis, nor the fathers and brothers, nor Brahmins. None of them correctly know the will of God. We saw in this month that even the Pope does not realize that God has already said that the religion of the fourth seal will conquer and will cover one-fourth of the earth with the sword. He does not know the scriptures completely, and that is why he blamed other religions for what God already said, that is the way it will happen. Even the Pope has to be educated of this revelation and reconnected to God to see the whole truth that his own scripture has prophesied that Islam will come and the way it will cover one-fourth of the earth will be with the sword. Also, Muslims have to realize that God has already prophesied that they will cover only one-fourth of the earth, not the whole earth, and that their revelation is the fourth in God's revelations. They should come and understand that the way is peace, unity, and communities of light. Not only Christians, Jews, Hindus, and Buddhists cannot cover the whole earth, also the Muslims will not be able to do that. We can see that even the heads of the great religions on earth are not quite connected because they are not following or understanding or knowing the seventh revelation. We understand and see how they make these mistakes, not knowing this revelation and God's will. Therefore, they misinterpret the scriptures and God's revelation. They will fight and they will kill, and they will have the problems that we see on earth. No one knows the truth until this revelation comes to humanity. Those who really want to know what is going to happen soon are those that will come and understand our teaching and will not use their little understanding, which is really one-seventh of the truth, to make decisions related to wars, destruction, upheavals, and terrorism that we can see is coming to humanity and is presented all over the earth. Those who are still hanging on to their narrow beliefs will not succeed. This is the time of education. This is the time of reaching out, teaching the heads of all religions, the people who follow different religions and their branches, that the way is the eternal divine path. They are a part of a greater truth. Each of them has been prophesied and sent by God. Now is the time to understand the will of God, come together, and bring the way it has been revealed to them to create the communities of light. Now is the time to understand that all the religions on earth are accepted. They are a part of God's revelations, and they will unify humanity. We are all brothers and sisters. There is no separation between us. Someone might do things a little differently than us. That is why all the practices and the rituals from all religions are revealed. Those who want to chant, let them chant. Those who want to dance, let them dance. Those who want to pray, let them pray. Those who want to read and understand the will of God, let them read and understand the will of God. Those who want to discuss God's revelations and intellectually understand it, let them do that. The way is given so that no one is left out. It is recommended to everyone to at least do the rituals of the mission for some time, so that all will become familiar with these rituals. Then when someone sees someone is chanting, they are not annoyed and will not disrespect them. If someone sees someone dancing for joy, like King David, who also danced and rejoiced in the Spirit of God, they will realize that is also acceptable. There are people who go to the ecstasy of the Spirit by dancing and chanting. There are people who like to know the truth of the revelation. That is why Tho has been given to them, for so they can go read Tho and see that God has been sending all these religions. Everything that has not been answered in human history and understanding now has been answered. There is no question really that has not been answered. Now humanity knows all the answers they need to know. That is why these feasts are the return of the Spirit of God that should be celebrated with everyone, and everyone should realize that God promised, God fulfilled, and now He has sent His last revelation to man. God indeed exists. He is the Spirit. He is the consciousness in the universe. There is nothing that is out of God. Even scientists can see the logic of God who created the creation in a very logical way. When scientists see that logic, also they accept that logic behind all things as God. God is not something that has shape or taste or our senses can experience it. In the highest level, it is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. The ultimate is to reach pure consciousness, to reach that state that has no form, no taste, and no physical attributes. If humanity gives any physical attributes to God, they separate themselves from one another. As the Buddha said, the ultimate is nirvana. The ultimate is the state of oneness or beyond mind. Then we can see how the influence of Hinduism and other religions made even the Buddhists to make statues of Buddha and worship them. If they understand that the spirit behind that statue is God or pure consciousness, it can be given some acceptance. The problem is that after a while, people forget that spirit behind the statue, the spirit behind the guru, the spirit behind the prophet, the spirit behind the Messiah, and they start worshiping the statue, the teacher, the guru, the prophet, the Messiah. That is when they become an obstacle in the path to God. As God has revealed, and Christ clearly said, I glorify God, and God glorifies me. Whoever glorifies the Father and me will be glorified. But you worship God. Worshipping God does not mean that you do not glorify what the revelations and prophets have done. You do not stop glorifying the beauty of God and what He has done, and sent all of this revelation, but you only worship the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Therefore you have a good grip of the truth. You will not be diverted from reaching out and knowing thyself. Knowing thyself is to know God. When you experience the oneness with the Word and the unity with God, then your life becomes a meditation. Your life becomes a constant observing of yourself. How can I create an environment for myself and others that I can become closer to the Spirit and follow the laws of God? The more you meditate and you become that state of being and oneness with God, the more you will manifest godliness and you will become divine. That is the goal. Someone asked this week, what does to be divine, to be godly, mean? Simple. You manifest the Spirit of God and the godliness in you, and the people around you see that godliness, that unity, that purity, and you become a center for other people who also desire to be godly. Such people are those that affect their environment. They create situations that other people also want to be good, to be godly. After a while, other people see that their actions, their desires, and their attachments are not going to give them the happiness. It is a vicious cycle that people go through with their desires and attachments, and they are not happy. in that state of unity and meditation in your life, little by little you realize that all those desires and attachments that you had are the problem, and you start getting rid of them, or they just fall off from you. Then you become happier and freer in your life, because indeed you go toward God. Those are the ones that we are here for. They are called the elects. They have the desire to become godly. They have the desire to progress and go to the higher level of consciousness. They will read our teachings. They will see the truth in them. They will realize that the answer has been given and the prophecies are fulfilled. They become one-pointed. They become concentrated on the Spirit of God, and they progress themselves. They stop complaining. They start progressing. It is okay if it is difficult, but it is not really difficult when you truly meditate and become one with the Word. You accept wherever you are, you meditate wherever you are, and you see the problems that are not according to the will of God. Deeper and deeper, you eventually let go of those things that you want, but God does not. Therefore, you let the will of God come through you. These are the people who will bring the golden age, or the coming of the kingdom on earth. They will create an environment where sharing is accepted. They will create pure communities that are based on the will of God, sharing, pure couples, wonderful children, and a place for the old people to dwell in and help in the community. The more we become sacrificial, sharing, and bring the communities that share with each other, the more peaceful and beautiful an earth we will have. The more selfish and self-centered we become, the more we put God out of our system and the communities of light. If there are no communities of light, the destruction, unhappiness, loneliness, and the life that is not made for humans to live in will come to us. Communities of light does not mean that you are not an individual. It does not mean that you become a part of a cult or something, but you become yourself in the body of the community. Everyone recognizes you as who you are, and you manifest your qualities. At the same time, you realize that there are limitations according to God's way. Therefore, everyone follows them. The way has been given. The call is indeed on humanity. We can see the leaders of the greatest religions on earth also are unaware of the truth of God, and they have to be educated. The Muslims have to realize that only one-fourth of the earth will be covered by them. The other religions have to recognize that God said that Islam would conquer one-fourth of the earth with sword. Even there are the hadiths that they asked Prophet Muhammad if Islam is going to conquer the whole earth. He said when they reach to Spain, they will be stopped. That is exactly what happened. Now is the time to put the new wine, this new revelation, into the new skin, for humanity to recognize that their ideas were a part of a greater truth, the eternal divine path, the coming of the seven revelations of God to humanity, and these seven revelations reveal why each religion has been given to man, and now how they are unified. We have to create the communities of light based on the eternal divine path. God and history is explained, and everything that humanity wants to know now is here. We are here to ask each of you to reach out in your own capacity to let other people know about this teaching and do everything that is possible to propagate and reach this revelation to humanity. Any way you know that you can help to further reach others to reach though, to look at the mission and this revelation, to create an environment where everyone can or will reach to know what this new revelation is, will help. The more people know, the more we can explain to them how each of them are a part of God, how we can explain to the leaders of the other religions why it is time for them to go beyond what they know and come to this new revelation of God. The sooner the kingdom will come. If they do not, the predictions and the prophecies are very clear. This world, this human-made system, these human-made religions will lead them to complete destruction and what the Bible calls the fall of Babylon the Great. We are trying to prevent that from happening. It can be prevented if humanity comes together, reads, and understands these things, and becomes one with it. If they do not, of course, that is what God said would come and would happen. Therefore, if we connect, reach out, and educate humanity, we can prevent that. As I have said, I am not going to hold my breath, because even when you tell the news to the other religions about this teaching, they still hang on to their dogmas and say no, Christ was the only way. Yes, in one sense, he was the only way. He is the only way. But he comes seven times to show the whole way. Or, Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet. Yet the prophet himself said, when you get to Spain, you will be stopped. Or, Jews are still hanging on to, we are the chosen people, when the chosen people are those that follow the eternal divine path. The Buddhists and Hindus say, no, the goal of the life is to fall into the ocean, or reach pure consciousness, and have nothing to do with this external world. God differs with all of them. God indeed says, meditate, awaken your spiritual forces. But just do not go to the mountains and forget about the world. Direct that toward the creation of the communities of light. Purify yourself. Become one with the Word. Realize the oneness of the Spirit with God. Concentrate and contemplate to overcome and shatter all the impurities and narrowness of the mind, separation, cultural biases, prejudices, desires, and attachments. Remember, the gate is narrow and few will find it. If you think the mission is too hard, then remember what God said. What Christ said really is not that hard. If you are one with the Spirit, if you really contemplate and concentrate deeply, and if you are in constant contemplation about your life, you see the folly of the many actions, desires, and attachments you have. After a while, they will fall off. They will just peel off, and you are a little freer, a little more connected, a little more godly. Little by little, one day, everyone will say, look at that spirit, look at that person. He, she really loves God. He, she is truly dedicated to God's will. Then you will be glorified beyond your wildest imagination. The path is truly the way of wrapping yourself into this revelation and the mission, the teaching, knowing it, reaching out, creating the ability to work with other people, and coming together to learn even more. Even purify yourself in a greater degree so you become a part of the community. You become a part of God's will, and therefore we can make this mission to reach out even in a greater degree and eventually manifest God. There is a question by Athena. Salome Maitreya, what would cause a person to get angry with God? I am thinking about the shooting in the Amish community. Maitreya, well, this is the situation that relates to the people that live in a society that community has been completely destroyed and individuals have to fend for themselves. They live in a situation that they are disconnected and dehumanized. It is a well-known fact that in bigger cities and places that community and human contacts are less and less, the human mind becomes very self-centered and becomes a warped ego. Problems and things related to a person are exaggerated and they more and more feel they are victimized. They truly do not know what is wrong. They do not realize it is because they do not have the community, because they do not understand that they do not have human contact and the loving environment of the community. Therefore, they start blaming everyone else for their problems. Suddenly, something that happened to you 20 years ago becomes exaggerated more and more, and because people do not have interpersonal relationships with other people, they do not learn how to forgive, forget, live in the community, get along with other people, and realize that it is not important. That is not a big deal, what happened to me 20 years ago. When you are isolated, you are dehumanized, you are marginalized in your society, your ego starts becoming very agitated, and small little things become very important. Then you can see that someone buys a gun and shoots people in the Washington area. We can see a student feels isolated and probably does not have a very loving family environment and community to support such a person, so the problems occur in our teachers and our students. He buys a gun and finds another person, and Columbine occurs. Another person in Pennsylvania, just the one that happened last week, all his life his children and wife and community here were with him and thought he was okay. Still, he lived in a better environment than most of the other people. He lived in a more peaceful community that was close to the Amish community. But 20 years ago, something happened to him, and he suddenly felt that it is more important than anything else that he had in his life. Also, there are a lot of junk foods that we eat. There are a lot of hormones that are put in the food these days that affect the mind and agitate it. I am sure you know that hormones affect the body very deeply and make our minds go in different directions. We feel differently when our hormones are balanced. That is why we suggest do yoga. That affects the chakras and the hormones, and it brings a balance into them. We eat junk food, we drink junk drinks, and we breathe junk air. After a while, we live in a very junky environment that is not community. After a while, our minds are not clear anymore. Also, there is a lot of propaganda and a lot of images of sensual gratification that are really not teaching godliness, forgiveness, and higher thoughts. No wonder this teaching and this revelation has been given to humanity, and few people have seen the vision. It is because the Maya and the destructive tendencies out there are taking them away from seeing the truth that has been revealed to them. Our living, the way the societies are set up, they have put God out of all levels of human existence and human life, is not based on the true nature of man, which is community, which is good food, which is good environment. Therefore, that person suddenly feels that he has to go and do what he did. It is just amazing to reach that point that you do not see the destructive action that you are taking, that you go and take children that are 6 to 13 years old, and you do not see the ugliness of your action, and you think that it is okay to do that. The only thing he was afraid of was the police and the sharpshooters, because he was interested to live and continue his appalling action. The whole thing is not sustainable, this lifestyle, this propaganda that humanity is receiving, not being godly, not being in the communities of light. That is what the Bhagavad Gita said. When the morality falls and humanity is lost, my spirit will arise on earth and show the way back to communities, to creation of going beyond being selfish and self-centered, but sharing and creating an environment that God has created for humanity to live in. That is community. When people live not in a human way, that is what happens. You can see this occurred not only in Pennsylvania. Even our leaders are sexually attracted to things they should not be. They act in a way different than a true leader that is born, taught, guided, and put in an environment that says he should think about the little children and the people. It does not surprise me, because that is what God said. The whole setup on earth at this time is not based on the natural way that God created it to be. This is just the beginning. This lifestyle, this way, this ungodliness is not sustainable. And do not kill the messenger that says that. That is the truth. It does not make any difference whatsoever. The messenger or the prophet says the truth and brings the message of God to humanity. It does not make any difference if they follow him, not to follow him, if they come, or they do not, or they fall. It does not make any difference whatsoever. The truth is the truth is the truth. Now the truth has come. If humanity comes back and creates communities of light, creates the environment that they can live in, and with our teaching sees indeed that God exists, we will have the kingdom of God on earth and all will be well. Man fell from the very beginning of creation. They chose their own way instead of God's way, and still they are doing it. The difference is that now it is acceptable to believe our will, not God's will. The truth is that the only thing that is going to work is God's will. Yes, for a while, your will and God's will were close, so your will was accepted. But more and more we can see that God's will is put out, and my will is put in. That is why this revelation is calling humanity to turn around, to be baptized. Your way is not going to work. Believe me, you will see these things are going to happen and become worse and worse until the good people come together. The good people say, no, we want God's way. We want to follow the word of God and the will of God. We want to create the communities of light. We want to come together. We want to meditate and pray, create pure environments, and have a community that we can live like humans, not in an apartment or a place all by ourselves and struggling for just mere sustenance. But we share with each other, we work with each other, and we create an environment that we do not have to struggle for the mundane. When the mundane is taken care of in the community, the rest will be concentrating on creating an environment that is loving, is pure, is based on the will of God. We will become friends and a close net of people that trust one another and are trusting. After a while, we can become close friends and have that human touch that many people need so badly. There are so many lonely old people that society just puts away in the corner. They are living a very lonely life. When they learn so much during their lives, and they can be so good for children in the community. As we said, the children should act like children, the adults should act like adults, the grandparents should act like grandparents, as God has intended. Then we will have a society that is natural and based on God's word and ways. We can see this kind of crime and destruction will abate, and little by little, we will have the peace, unity, and love between humanity. If there are criminals, if there are, after all these things, people who still want to hurt good people, they should be severely punished and severely cut from the society. Therefore, more and more good people, godly people, will be created, and less crimes and destructive forces will be on society and for humanity. After a while, we will have peace, we will have beauty, we will have good people who become better. One of the things that affect people is their environment. If the environment says it is okay to do ungodly things, then after a while, even those who are good people, and inside very deeply they know these actions are not godly, but still follow because everyone else says it is okay, they will not. They will say, no. God said it is not good, and society says it is not good. Therefore, it is not good. And they also will increase. If the society supports it and accepts it and says, we know our Bible, our book, or God said it is not okay, but we accept it as okay, after a while everyone says it is okay, and God is put out again. We can see that everything is related with everything else. Humanity has to recognize that the only way is to create the communities of light based on the eternal divine path. Then everything else falls in their places. So I am not surprised that event happened there. Of course, it is not a very pleasant thing to see and know, but at the same time, the truth is, that man who did that action probably was isolated, dehumanized, and felt trapped. Not only that, even the man in Colorado only kept the women. He abused them when he had them in his custody. It is a kind of copycat action with the man in Pennsylvania. He almost did the same thing. Of course, he did not have the women as long as that other man did. We are sexually bombarded with the images. Not everyone can control his or her sexual desires. Sexual desire is a very powerful chakra in humanity. It affects the minds of a lot of people when they eat a lot of junk food. They cannot control it very well. The only way is for them to take a gun, take hostages, and fulfill their fantasies. That is why a great responsibility falls on the women to be more discreet with their bodies, so it does not make the society always stimulated, and then the mind does not work very well. That is why we said, the women can actually bring the kingdom. If that is true that the Bible says that the fall of man was because of the woman, so the coming of the kingdom is also based on them a lot. Of course, not quite correct. Men also have to become strong and not be weak men who cannot control themselves. The whole problem is based on we put God out. We let the business dominate. Actually, it is a culture of business. Whatever is good for business is accepted as good. It is not what God said, but how we can make more money or make an environment that people buy. They have learned that sex sells, as they say. In every advertisement, you can see everyone is happy and half naked. Why? If they can bring you to your second chakra, your brain is not there anymore. Actually, ungodly and business people are way ahead of godly people in recognizing how the mind and chakras work. The more we become godly, the more we can create an environment that the mind stays high and the energy stays in a higher level. The more we can share, get out of the mundanity, create marriages that are based on God, and you can satisfy even your sexual desires towards your marriage and good relationships, and the images do not tell you it is okay to go sexually abuse children in the schools, then you can become good and better people. It is kind of a complete destruction of the base of society all over the earth. It is not only in one place. The whole of humanity is becoming more and more disconnected from God, and business is becoming the dominating force. As we teach in cyclical movements, eventually many people will recognize that this is not sustainable, it is not acceptable, and it is not the way to go. The way is the way of God. I think I'll stop there. Thanks, God. So long.